NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tonight, several new developments in the search at Mar-a-Lago and the growing security concerns for federal law enforcement. Donald Trump in his first interview since the search saying the country's temperature must be cooled down or, quote, terrible things will happen. It comes after that security bulletin warning of growing threats to federal law enforcement. Also tonight, Mr. Trump saying the FBI seized his passports and why the DOJ is asking a judge to keep the warrant affidavit sealed. Also tonight, former Trump attorney Rudy Giuliani informed he's a target in the probe into alleged election meddling in Georgia. And another Trump ally, Senator Lindsey Graham, vows to fight after a judge ordered him to testify. Just breaking, airport chaos in New York, why the FAA is warning of massive delays, and it's not the weather. The fall of Kabul 1 year later, what life is like under Taliban rule after that chaotic U.S. withdrawal. The dire new warning, an extreme heat belt forming in the U.S., potentially raising the heat index up to 125 degrees. And our report from inside one of America's national treasures, how a mega drought is transforming the Grand Canyon. And the groom stranded on his wedding day and the police boat that saved the day.
This is NBC Nightly News with Lester Holt.
Good evening. A disturbing warning tonight, apparently tied to the FBI search of former President Donald Trump's home last week. FBI and Homeland Security advising agents in a joint intelligence bulletin of an increase in threats to federal law enforcement, identifying threats coming online, some reportedly with personal information of possible targets attached, addresses, family members. At least one suspect now charged tonight after threatening posts were allegedly linked to him. Mr. Trump himself warning today about what could happen if the temperature of the country is not cooled down. The ex-president also accusing the FBI of seizing his passports during its execution of the search warrant, a claim that's so far unverified. Kelly O'Donnell starts us off tonight with late details.
Tonight, federal agents at heightened risk. Barriers up at FBI offices and Secret Service posts hardened against new threats motivated by anger over the FBI search at Mar-a-Lago. Today, these federal court documents show a Pennsylvania man charged after making online threats to kill FBI agents. These chilling words among the more tame of the man's inflammatory posts from this past week, according to court documents. If you work for the FBI, then you deserve to die. And in another, my only goal is to kill more of them before I drop. Today, former President Donald Trump told Fox News, the temperature has to be brought down in the country. If it isn't, terrible things are going to happen. But often it is Mr. Trump striking a match with his social media posts, accusing the FBI of being corrupt or planting information. Despite days of sharing incendiary content about federal law enforcement, today the former president inserted himself as a peacemaker. If there is anything we can do to help, I and my people would certainly be willing to do that. The FBI and Homeland Security issued a joint intelligence bulletin this weekend, warning of calls for violence against federal law enforcement, government, and judicial personnel as a reaction to the search in Palm Beach. Some of the threats are specific and identify and propose targets, tactics, and weaponry. Many threats are spreading online, and some include personal information, such as home addresses, identification of family members as additional targets. The Justice Department, in a new motion, is asking that the search warrant affidavit remain sealed, following a request by news organizations, including NBC News, that it be made public. Prosecutors wrote, disclosure now would cause significant and irreparable damage to this ongoing criminal investigation. Today, House Republicans on the Judiciary Committee sent letters to the Attorney General, FBI Director, and White House Chief of Staff, requesting they save and provide all communications related to the search at Mar-a-Lago. While former Trump National Security Advisor John Bolton disputes a key defense offered by the former president, that he regularly declassified secret materials he kept.
I was never aware of anything even remotely approximating that policy, and I haven't heard anything of it since I left. If he, in fact, said something like that, when was it memorialized? When did the White House counsel write it down?
Kelly joining us live now. And Kelly, the former president now accusing the FBI of taking something else during the search.
Well, Lester, after saying he wanted to lower the temperature, Mr. Trump posted on his social media that the FBI, quote, stole his passports, including one that had expired, and further labeled this action by the government as an assault on a political opponent. Sources we've checked with have not confirmed whether passports are among the items seized from Mar-a-Lago.
And Lester? On a separate track we're following here, there's news into the investigation of the Trump Organization tonight.
That's right. Alan Weisselberg, who served as the Trump Organization's chief financial officer for about 30 years, will enter a guilty plea this week on tax charges, according to two sources familiar with the matter. And the terms of this plea deal have not been disclosed yet. Lester?
Kelly O'Donnell, thank you. There's more news about the legal jeopardy President Trump's allies face. Kristen Welker is following it all. Kristen, it involves his former personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani.
Lester, that's right. And this could be a significant development. A lawyer for Rudy Giuliani tells NBC News he is now a target of the criminal investigation in Georgia into former President Trump's efforts to overturn the 2020 election. That lawyer had previously said Giuliani was a witness. Giuliani was President Trump's attorney at the time and played a major role in trying to change the election outcome in Georgia. Legal experts tell NBC News being labeled a target means prosecutors are looking more closely at whether Giuliani committed a crime. The DA's office has not commented. Giuliani is expected to testify in person before the grand jury on Wednesday. Despite asking for a delay citing health reasons, the DA's office offered to pay for a bus or train ticket for him. Meanwhile, a federal judge today rejected efforts by Senator Lindsey Graham to avoid testifying before the grand jury in Atlanta. Graham will appeal, but is scheduled to appear later this month. Lester, we're watching it all closely.
Kristen, thank you. Just developing, the FAA says staff shortages are forcing it to reduce flights in and around New York City for safety reasons. Government sources tell NBC News too many people in key positions are out sick. The FAA says departing and arriving flights could be delayed up to 2 hours at Kennedy, LaGuardia, and Newark airports. The government of Iran making its first public comments today after author Salman Rushdie, 3 days after he was critically injured in that knife attack in upstate New York. Andrea Mitchell now with the latest.
Acclaimed author Salman Rushdie in critical condition after Friday's vicious stabbing. Tonight recovering from serious wounds to his neck, chest, and abdomen, including his liver. A spokesman says off a ventilator, able to speak. The suspect, 24-year-old Hadi Mader, now charged with second-degree attempted murder and assault, pleading not guilty. Law enforcement officials say the investigation is still in the early stages, but they believe he is a lone actor. Authorities say an Iranian flag was found at his home, along with pictures of Qasem Soleimani, the Iranian military leader the U.S. killed in 2020, on his computer. 33 years after Iran issued a death threat against Rushdie for writing a novel, Satanic Verses, infuriating fundamentalists, today Iran's government denied any connection to the attack, but said Rushdie brought it on himself.
Do you have a reaction to the Iranian government blaming the victim here, Salman Rushdie, for this attack?
I do. It's despicable. It's disgusting. We condemn it.
Some experts find it unlikely Mader acted alone.
It's very unlikely that a 24-year-old young man, Lebanese-American, born and raised in the United States, who was born after the 1989 Khomeini fatwa against Salman Rushdie, is going to radicalize on his own without any connection to the Iranian government.
And now concerns about a possible copycat threat. After noted author J.K. Rowling tweeting about Rushdie, horrifying news, let him be okay. A user replying, don't worry, you are next. Rowling saying police are involved.
The U.S. just charged Iran with trying to kill former Trump officials in Washington, making the attempt to kill Rushdie even more alarming. Lester.
Andrea, thank you. It was 1 year ago today American forces pulled out of Afghanistan. The chaos in the days leading up to it captured in those searing images at the airport. And as Kelly Kobiea reports, the Taliban, now in charge, have turned back the clock.
This is what happens when women in Afghanistan dare to defy the Taliban. Chanting for bread, work, and freedom Saturday, they were beaten for speaking out. Guns fired in the air to scare them into silence. Across the country, desperation. Families can't afford food. Hospitals are overcrowded with sick babies and running out of supplies. A year ago today, thousands rushed to the airport as the Taliban encircled the capital, fighting to get on the last flights out of the country, handing over their children, many terrified they would be hunted down for working with the U.S. Kabul fell in hours with almost no resistance. Many translators left behind while the former president escaped in a helicopter.
I did not want to give the Taliban and their supporters the pleasure of yet again humiliating an Afghan president.
The chaotic U.S. withdrawal, considered one of President Biden's biggest failures. Two senior officials told NBC News the White House has been planning how to handle the anniversary for weeks, ensuring no one does anything stupid or tone deaf. The milestone comes just 2 weeks after a drone strike killed al-Qaeda leader Ayman al-Zawahiri in Kabul. The Taliban insisted they didn't know he was living in the capital. The new rulers promised not to harbor al-Qaeda and to be more moderate than the Taliban of the 1990s. But women I spoke to before the government fell were skeptical and scared.
Everyone I've spoken to about this gets emotional.
Taliban are not afraid of the world superpowers. They are not afraid of the B-56 or B-52. They're afraid of the women.
She's now in exile, but vows to continue fighting. In Afghanistan today, women have to cover everything but their eyes and travel with a male escort. They've been pushed out of most jobs. Teenage girls can't go to school. Music is banned. Beards are mandatory for men. An Afghanistan that is looking more and more like the country the U.S. invaded more than two decades ago. Kelly Kobiea, NBC News.
Tomorrow in Wyoming, one of the most high-profile Republican primaries of the year. Liz Cheney fighting for her House seat in a race that puts the divide in the party into sharper focus than any other. Von Hilliard is there.
There may be no greater political antagonist to Donald Trump than Liz Cheney.
This is Donald Trump's legacy, but it cannot be the future of our nation.
Trump, in turn, has declared her re-election campaign to be his biggest target.
She really represents despicable things.
Cheney voted to impeach him after the insurrection at the Capitol last year and is now vice chair of the January 6th Select Committee.
President Trump summoned a mob to Washington for January 6th.
But back home in the deep red state of Wyoming, she's on the cusp of losing.
Why not Liz Cheney?
I think because she went against Trump.
She
voted for the impeachment.
She's a sellout.
Yes, betrayal.
Vowing to oust her from office, fellow Republican Harriet Hageman, a land use attorney backed by the former president.
We're fed up with Liz Cheney.
Liz, you're fired. Get out of here.
Now Cheney needs help from Democrats.
A month ago, I changed my affiliation to Republican so that I could vote for Liz Cheney. She promotes democracy.
But even if every Democrat changed their voter registration, it'd still be an uphill climb for Cheney. Wyoming Republicans outnumber Democrats by 4-1 here.
And the multiple investigations into Donald Trump have not moved many Republican voters. In the final days before the vote, Cheney turning for help from her famous father, who first won this very congressional seat 44 years ago.
There is nothing more important she will ever do than lead the effort to make sure Donald Trump is never again near the Oval Office.
Now an aide to Cheney tells me that tomorrow's primary battle is just the first of a much larger and longer fight that she intends to mount to make sure Donald Trump doesn't return to the White House. Lester?
All right, Von Hilliard. Von, thank you. In 60 seconds, the dire new warning about an extreme heat belt and inside the historic water crisis impacting the Grand Canyon. Our exclusive access.
The UN Refugee Agency, or UNHCR, responds to emergencies and provides long-term solutions for refugees. They provide aid in over 130 countries, including Ukraine, Syria, Afghanistan, and Sudan, where people are forced to flee from war and persecution at their greatest moment of need. UNHCR helps and protects refugees by providing food, shelter, medical care, and other life-saving essentials. The agency jumpstarts relief in three key ways. They transport core relief items stored in even the most remote areas of the world. They deploy expert emergency staff trained to help in crisis situations. And they transfer funds directly to support the emergency. Because of generous supporters and donors, UNHCR can scale up its response within 72 hours of a large-scale emergency. Your support helps provide life-saving aid for refugees whenever and wherever emergencies occur. Donate to USA for UNHCR by visiting unrefugees.org/donation.
All right, now to that alarming new report that finds an extreme heat belt is emerging in the center of the U.S. The report saying the heat index could soar to 125 degrees in that belt by 2053. And in the American West, a mega drought is growing more dire. Our Steve Patterson takes us to one of the country's most iconic places to show us what's at stake.
Little in this world rivals the awe-inspiring splendor of the Grand Canyon.
I feel here a sense of the divine.
Park Superintendent Ed Keeble says one of the few things more stunning than its vast beauty is the looming threat to the very lifeblood of its ecology, the Colorado River.
The fact that it's changing so rapidly for fish is an indicator that there's some stress in the ecosystem.
Rapid climate change and an unprecedented mega drought have plummeted water levels at the two lakes that fuel the river to the lowest level in decades.
The Colorado River is about 20% smaller than it was just 20 years ago.
Lower levels means warmer water as the river snakes through the canyon. It's already having a huge impact on industries like recreation, farming, and fishing.
It's between 66 and 67 degrees right now.
Angler Dave Foster says the warmer water means trout are less healthy and it introduces invasive fish.
It's worrisome for me. I've spent my whole life here.
The Colorado River serves as a hydropower highway from Lake Powell all the way to Lake Mead, the nation's largest reservoir, where excess water is banked in a system that supplies water to 40 million people in the West.
So right now we're on top of the dam.
We were given exclusive access to the Glen Canyon Dam.
Here is Lake Powell.
Power manager Bob Martin says the water level at the dam is just 45 feet from dropping below hydropower generation.
The water is right below us here.
So critical that for the first time in the dam's history, it's reducing the amount of water released into the Colorado River.
Does it feel like you're in a threat zone?
We're 22 years into this drought. Nobody ever expected we'd be here this long. So we need to start making operational changes.
And just to give you a sense of the scope of this crisis, you go back before the drought and where I'm standing right now, I'd be about 40 feet underwater.
And it might be too little too late for a region already drying up. A fragile flow on the brink of total collapse. Steve Patterson, NBC News, The Grand Canyon.
We're back with more right after this. There was a new type of COVID vaccine booster. Britain today became the first country to approve a shot that protects against both the original COVID variant and Omicron. Authorities said the new dose led to a good immune response to Omicron and its now dominant subvariants. Moderna says it's developing a similar vaccine for the U.S. Up next, a wedding 911, the police and their boat saving the day and inspiring America. Finally, the bride, the groom separated by bad luck and the police boat that came to the rescue. Here's Kristen Dahlgren.
It's the wedding that almost wasn't.
It's definitely something we're never going to forget.
Patrick and Hannah Mahoney picked Boston's scenic Thompson Island at sunset for their nuptials. There was just one little problem.
But there was no boat.
The ferry that was supposed to carry the DJ, florist, photographer, groomsman, and groom broke down, stranding all of them on the mainland.
Yeah, I guess there was a panic.
Bride Hannah was already on the island with no idea of the troubles.
I am glad they didn't tell me.
Meantime, Patrick and company turned to people who know a thing or two about emergencies. Officers Joe Matthews and Stephanie McGrath of the Boston PD.
We got a call. There was a groom in distress.
Well, I'm getting married in 2 months, so I know the stress that they're going through.
Soon, they were all aboard the Harbor Patrol boat.
They'll remember this, I hope, for the rest of their lives. We definitely will, too.
With just minutes to get to the altar.
I was ecstatic when when I found out that I was going to be, you know, on time and, you know, riding in a police boat. Like, they did the sirens a few times.
They also took this picture of Patrick in handcuffs as a joke, but decided not to send it to his bride.
As soon as I saw the picture, I was like, I cannot do that. I don't know if she would be Mrs. Mahoney now.
Probably a good call for a marriage that deserves a little smooth sailing. Kristen Dahlgren, NBC News.
Oh, they'll be telling that story to their grandkids someday. That's Nightly News for this Monday. Thanks for watching. I'm Lester Holt. Please take care of yourself and each other. Good night.
Radio Andy.
Hey, it's Andy Cohen. Join me on Andy Cohen Live, where it's just you, me, and some of the world's biggest celebrities.
Paris Hilton.
Chelsea Handler.
Seth Rogen.
I love you, Miley. Thank you so much.
You can listen to Andy Cohen Live at home or anywhere you are. No car required. Download the SiriusXM app for over 425 channels of ad-free music, sports, entertainment, and more. Subscribe now and get 3 months free. Offer details apply.